Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to look at the book of John, chapter 16. Man, if you'd like to look with us. Man, just going to read to you one verse tonight out of the chapter of John 16. Hallelujah. Man, I'm going to preach to you what I have in my heart tonight and see what the Lord like to do in our life tonight. Amen. Praise John chapter 16, verse 33, just one verse. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Notice that. Notice what he says there. Notice those things, the words. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the world ye shall have tribulation. There's not a doubt about it. Ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How many of you remember when you got married and you took your vows there, and one of them was for better or worse? How many of you, when you're standing there at the altar looking at your new bride, and you was thinking about the worst? Huh? How many of you were looking into her eyes thinking, it's going to get worse? No. No, nobody. At least I hope not. If that's what was happening in your mind when you're standing at the altar, we need to talk. And nobody's standing at the altar looking at their bride and their heart, you know, just throbbing, and they look in the eyes of their bride and say, oh, it's going to get worse than this. You know, the bride, she's not looking at her young, strong, you know, husband, amen, and thinking, oh, it's going to get worse. But guess what? Amen, it's for better or for worse. We're always optimistic about life. We're always optimistic about life. Amen. And how many of you, when they said richer or poorer, you thought, you looked at your husband and you think, we really can't get any poorer. That's about how it was when we started out, when we got married. It was like, you know, I don't think we can get much poorer than what we are right now. It's got to be uphill from here, right? There's got to be some richer than this. Something, well, you probably should have married somebody richer than this. It's probably what should have happened. But, you know, when we look at life, we anticipate that it's going to give us the best, right? We hope for the best. And for the most part, life is good. Life is good. We enjoy the blessings of life, right? We enjoy the goodness of God and the blessings of the Lord each and every day. And we can stand and testify, God's good. God is good. And we can enjoy the blessings and relish in the goodness of God and all that he's done for us. Amen. God's good. God's good. Amen. You know, when we get saved, when you give your heart and life to the Lord, there's sometimes, with many people, have this idea that now that I'm saved, everything will be good. Right? Now that I'm saved, nothing bad will happen. I'll never be sick again. I will never contact any disease. I will live till an old age. And besides that, the Lord's going to come before I turn 50. Okay, the Lord's going to come, and you're thinking of all those positives that we look at it so positive. I want to talk to you tonight about when life gives you its worst. When life gives you its worst. We don't like to talk about that, do we? Don't like to talk about it. Brother Brim, can we talk about something a little more positive? Amen. That's how you were looking at your husband and at the altar when you said, when you said for better or for worse. You did not even think that it would ever get worse. You weren't thinking, you know, that one day it was going to get worse. She's going to have kids. You were not thinking that it was going to get worse than this. No, you think about the best. Amen. And I'm thank God for his goodness and all of the good things that God has done. But you know, sometimes life really, really surprises us. Amen. Friday night, I'm sitting in my house, my warm house, tired after a long, long day of working. Ruth says, David, I think there is a knock at the door. So I go to look out the window of the living room because it's like late, 10:30. Most people don't drop by at 10:30, unannounced. So I look out the door and there's nobody there. No problem. I go back to reading, relaxing, enjoying my nice evening. There's another knock at the door. So I go downstairs, I open the door, I look out, and there on my porch is a box. A big box. It's a box. There's a box out there about that tall, about this big. I'm like, a box? What's a box doing on my porch? I step out, I open the door, and I lean out to look, see who left this box. And when I lean out the door, Patrick jumps out of the box. He's taking seventh grade over next year. He took 10 years off my life. I'm going to make him pay for the 10 years. He's getting 10 years in seventh grade. Let me tell you, it was so sudden, it was a surprise, okay? Did it scare me? Oh, yeah. I'm not too proud to tell you that I jumped. And somebody's got video to prove it. But I'm telling you what, it was a surprise. You know what? Life can change on a dime. You know? I could have had a heart attack right there. Ruth could have become a widow in a moment. You need to think about that. Yes. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm just trying to illustrate a point. Things change quickly in life. Things change. You can wake up today and everything be going good and where it cannot be any better. All right? And then the next thing you know, your life can be turned upside down. And just like that. Just like that. You get in your car to go to work and you're thinking, you know what? This is no problem. Everything's good and everything's fine. And just in a moment, amen, suddenly you realize life gets serious. Life can get really serious in a real quick. You know that? It don't take long. It don't take but just a moment, just a second. And all of the good of life, suddenly, all the smiles are gone. All the joy is gone. All the happiness is gone. All the smooth sailing is suddenly over. It changes that quickly. Amen. When life suddenly gives us its worst. Amen. The Lord says, ye shall have tribulation. In this world, ye shall have tribulation. I know that we've had it good, and I know that God has blessed us, and we're thankful for the blessings of God. But realize, amen, that there may come a day in your life that you find that it is not life's best, but it is the worst. Amen, that it may not always be good, and it may be some bad days that lie ahead of you. There may be some difficult hours. That word tribulation means pressure, to be afflicted, to be in anguish, to be burdened, to be in persecution, to have trouble in your life. Amen. I know you think you have trouble now. Listen, you are blessed beyond measure. When real trouble comes your way, you'll look back on a day and you'll say, God was surely good to us. Amen. Job was enjoying life. Job had everything he could ever hope for. Job had riches. Job had money. Job had an income. Job had a family. Job enjoyed, amen, the life of his children. And in a day, in just a moment, even when you read that, it says, and while he was yet speaking, another servant came. And while he was yet speaking, another servant came. Amen. Let me tell you what, sometimes bad news comes on the heel of bad news, right? Amen. Sometimes life changes. You think everything's good now, but let me tell you, amen, it can change in a moment. In a moment. Amen. When life can hurt. That's right. Can I tell you, life is not for sissies. That's right. Because life will change and life will throw you some curveballs. Life will bring difficulties to you. Amen. We could tell you stories, and you hear stories on a regular basis, just like we heard over the last couple of days, amen, about that young family. Let me tell you what, amen, difficulty comes so suddenly. Trouble comes on us so much. I could stand here and tell you one story after another. Amen. When the phone rang, and suddenly life was at its worst. Amen. Life went from being so good, amen, and life being pleasant, amen, to now somebody feeling the hurt and feeling the pain of life. Hallelujah. Life hurts sometimes. Man, life hurts. Sometimes you go through the tribulation. The Lord warned us, there shall be tribulation. It will come. Many of us don't know what it is to have death come close to our home. Many of us don't know what it is to have disaster and crazy accidents and all of the frightful things that can happen in life. Many of us don't know what it is to have the disease come into your family that suddenly strikes down one that you love so much. And, you know, when I've watched as the Milliken family has went through their trials, and they've done it so graciously and with such character and poise and faith. And I'm telling you what, it's an amazing thing. But listen, that didn't happen it happened, boom, right like that. Without even seeing it coming. One day there's a back pain, and the next thing you know, amen, you have got the bad news. Listen, life sometimes hurts. Sometimes the news comes so quickly. Amen, we are not prepared. We are not expecting, amen, the news that we are getting. Amen, we go to the doctor expecting to get a clean bill of health. Amen, and the next thing we know, we're weeping and crying because of what the news really was. Happens so fast. Amen. You feel, let me tell you, life sometimes hurts. And you say, Brother David, I don't know what you're talking about. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. But there, look around and you'll see that there are people that knows the pain of life. And beware, because one day you may know the pain of life. Amen. Recently I was talking to a father whose son is in jail, and it looks like he's going to be in jail for a long time. Man, he wept, he cried, amen. He was heartbroken. He was so caught unaware. He never would have imagined that one of his children would be in jail, looking at prison time. He'd have never expected it. Let me tell you what. Sometimes life hurts us. Sometimes life hurts us. Man, you talk to people who's battling cancer in their family, and their loved ones have been stricken down with cancer, and they've gotten so weak, and they're at the, they would have never thought it. They think, you know what, we hear it happening to everybody else and everybody else's family, and it's never happened to us. Amen. Sometimes life hurts. Life hurts sometimes. Amen. Ye shall have tribulation. Amen. You may go through the pain of suffering. You may go through the difficulty. You may know what it is, amen, to feel the pain of with your children suffering. But listen, amen. Amen. Notice those verses, that in him there is peace. For all of life's hurts, Amen. There is a help that we have in life. Amen. For all the hurts that will come our way and for all the hurts that we will feel in our life. Amen. There is a help that we can find. Amen. For all the helps. I mean, for all the hurts that we have in our life. Amen. What did Jesus say? Amen. He said, in me, ye might have peace. In me. When life hurts, then in him you find peace. When it seems like it's bad news on the heels of bad news, difficulty, and it seems like setback after setback, amen, and problem after problem, amen, listen to this. In him there is peace. He is our help. He is the help. Amen, he is the help for all the hurts of life. He is the one, amen, that gives us that help. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know that one day, amen, there's going to come, amen, a bad day in my life, or there's going to come hurts in my life. Amen. But I know that he will be my help. Amen. Do you know today, amen, that Jesus is your help for all the hurts of your life? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You will experience hurt. Amen. But thank God we can know that he is our help. Amen. When you feel like you can't take any more, amen, he is our peace. Amen. He is the peace in the midst of the storm. He is the peace in all of our trouble. He is the peace when our world is falling apart. Amen. That's why when the child of God, amen, goes through them times of hurt and pain in life, amen, people look on and say, how do you handle it? How can you do it? It's because they know the help, amen, that they have and the peace that they have in Jesus Christ. He is that peace. He is our help. Amen. He will be your help. Amen. Praise God. Today, when I was thinking about these thoughts, amen, I think, Lord God, you know, when I look at our church, God has been so good to us. So good to us. I'm not saying that we don't have our problems and that we don't have our difficulties. Amen. But when you look at what God has done for Bethel Chapel, God has been good to us. God has been good to us. Hallelujah. Thank God for his blessings, church. Amen. Thank God that we haven't known some of the hurt. Amen. But you know what? It can come in a heartbeat. And I ask God, Lord, amen, I don't know of anybody, God, that's feeling the hurt that I'm thinking of in my mind right now. Amen. I can't think of anybody, but I do know this, Lord, God, that one day we will experience that hurt. And we need to know he is our help. He is our help. Amen. He's our help. When we go through those dark times, those difficult times, amen. Notice that part of this verse is, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Amen. Be of good cheer. Not only is he our peace, but he is our joy. Even in the midst of our hurt. Even in the midst of hurt, we can experience the joy because he is our help. He is our help in the midst of all of the difficulties of our life. Man, I don't know how, I know that hurt can come quickly, but I know the peace of God is there, amen, just as quickly. I know the joy of God can come into your heart, amen, God can bring cheer and joy into a home, amen, that is devastated with the hurts of life, amen, because God is our help. God is our help. Man, I don't understand how some people have dealt with some of the situations they have to deal with in life. Only way I can tell you is they know that they have a help in Jesus Christ. It's only by the help of God. It's only by the help of God. Amen. When nobody else can help, that he brings help to you. When nobody else can say a word that brings peace to your heart, amen, God can speak to your heart and bring peace to you. When nobody else can lift your spirit and bring joy back into your life, amen, listen, God can somehow, amen, bring joy back into your life and bring you back up again. Hallelujah. Amen. It only happens because he is our help in the midst of all of our hurts. Hallelujah. He is our help. He is our help. Amen. Sometimes when you look at some people's lives and the hurt that they've endured, you wonder, how can they ever enjoy life again? How will they ever have joy in life anymore? I believe it's only because of the help of the Lord. Amen. Because he brings joy. He brings joy. Amen. Notice something else, though. Amen. It's not just that he is our help. Amen. But he is our health for life. Amen. He says, amen, he is our healing for what we're going through, for the hurts of life. He's not just going to help you with the hurts. He's going to heal you of the hurts. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Amen. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, when I was reading that, you know, you think about it. Somebody says, hey, you're going to have a hard time. Don't worry about it. I did it. I went through it. I went through it. Amen. That makes you feel any better? Make you feel any better when somebody looks at you, hey, I see what you're going through. Don't worry. I've been through that before. Well, maybe that's a little bit of help to you. But I don't think that's what Jesus is saying. I don't think Jesus is saying, hey, man, you know what? In this world, you're going to have tribulation. But hey, buddy, I've been there. I went through it. I made it. Toughen up. Come on, get tough, and you can come through too. Come on, you can make it. I don't think that's what the Lord is saying. But I think what the Lord is saying is, amen, I've been through it. Amen, and I will bring you through it. Amen, I think what the Lord is saying is, he's not just looking on and saying, hey, I've overcome the world. Amen, but what he's saying is, I've overcome the world, and I'm going to help you overcome the world. Amen, I'm going to be what you need to overcome. Amen, the hurts of your life. Amen, I'm going to let you get on top. Amen, of the hurts that are dragging you down. Amen, I'm going to let you overcome those things. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not just sitting on the sideline. Amen. Being a coach saying, come on, I did it. You can do it. I did it. You can do it. But what I believe is he says, hey, I've overcome the world. Amen. I'm going to help you overcome. Amen. The hurt of your life as well. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll bring the healing. He will help us overcome. He will help us. Amen. He will help you. Sometimes you feel like you'll never get beyond it. Amen. You know what? You talk to some people, and by the grace of God, they look back at it now, and they say, it's only by God's help, amen, that I've been healed. I've come through it. I'm over it now. Amen. God has brought me through it. Hallelujah. Amen. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd have never made it. If it wasn't for the goodness of God, I'd never survive. It was hurtful. It was painful. Amen. I never want to go through it again. But by God's grace and by God's help and by the healing power of God, amen, I'm back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God he can bring you through. Hallelujah. He can bring you through. Hallelujah. Amen. A couple years ago, there was a young lady that ended up just, you know, out having a good time with some young friends and their friends. And just in a moment, in a four-wheeler accident, her life changed forever. Her life changed forever. Man, you know, having a good time and having a wonderful time, just like that, her life changed forever. Man, brought to mind another family that had out enjoying, you know, riding a four wheeler, just having a great time for a day, enjoying recreation and fun. Had their little, I think, 4-year-old boy that was riding with them. Having a good time, and just in a second, he was gone from this life, and life is hurtful. Life is hurtful. It comes so suddenly. Man, our life can be changed in a moment. And some things you say, well, I'll never get over it. Amen. By the healing power of God, amen, he's able to bring you back. He's able to bring you back. Life changes quickly. Life changes quickly. Amen. There's one other thing. Can I tell you, there's the hope of this life. It's not the hope of this life, but it's the hope of after this life. Right? The Bible says if we had hope only in this life, we'd be of all men most miserable. Right? But this is not where our hope lies. Amen. Our hope lies beyond the grave. Our hope lies farther beyond that. Amen. We look ahead and we see, hey, you know what? Yes, we may have a few days here separated from loved ones, but guess what? Amen. Our hope lies beyond the grave. Amen. Our hope is of an eternal hope. Our hope is of a land, amen, where there is no more devastation, where there is no more pain, where there is no more hurt. Amen. An eternal life where there is no more death, where there is no more parting, where there are no more tears. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will all enjoy the presence of God together. Amen. That is our hope. Amen. And I know that in this life we have the hurt. Amen. But we will always be looking forward. Amen. To that eternal life. Amen. That we're free from all the pains of this life. Hallelujah. Reunited with loved ones. Amen. Reunited with those that have gone before us. Amen. But praise God. You know what? We can overcome the hurts of life. Amen. When life gives us its worst. Amen. When life gives us its worst. And life will sometimes. Life will do it. Amen. God is our help. God is our healing. Amen. He is our hope of something much better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. As I said, sometimes when we preach messages like this, we think, Lord, there's two things that go through my mind. First of all, is Lord, there's nobody here that's suffering hurt like that. Because many times we don't realize what other people are facing, and many times, you know, God's just been so good to us and we're blessed beyond measure. Amen. But I also think at times like this, we need to think back and realize, Lord, my life could change in a moment. My life could change in a moment. I hate to mention it to you on a night like tonight, but can I tell you, one slip on the ice and life has changed forever. That's right. One person driving erratically, your life has changed forever.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Bill Brim, we went to the funeral home this week. I don't know how, she's in her 30s, I think, wasn't she? Early 30s. Head-on accident. Life changed forever. Life changed forever. So we stood there by the casket. One of the girls from the bus that rides Brother Bill's bus, I think her name is it Casey? Something like that. Whatever, she came up, but there was another little girl there. She said, that's her mommy. I looked at that little girl, just a little girl. She said, that's her mommy. Let me tell you what, life changes and brings a lot of hurt quickly, don't it? You think everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Hallelujah. I remember getting the call one morning that our friend in a head-on accident gone into eternity. Man, on an icy road, life changes in a heartbeat. Leaving behind a wife and a child. Amen. The hurts come in life. Hurts come. Amen. Sister Blue sung that song about the storm passing over. And I tell you, the storms of life, they're nothing to scoff at. You know, we have trouble paying a bill here and there, and we think we're in a storm. We think we're in a storm. We come down with a little bit of a backache and a headache and a cough and a stomach ache. And next thing you know, we think we're in a storm. No, we're not. Because you know what? We've been enjoying the blessings of God so long. We hardly even recognize what a real storm is. Hardly even recognize what a real storm is. Don't get me wrong, I'm not begging God to do something in this church. I'm not, God forbid. But I just feel like the Lord wanted me to tell somebody, amen, when life hands you the worst, when life hurts the most, when life hurts the most, amen, God is your help, and God is your healing. God will be your